This is Philip Hilgert. Welcome to Finding the Self. I'm a life coach and a motivational speaker. I'm creating a series of videos and podcasts aimed at helping others find the self inside of you. These topics come from my life experiences and my learnings. Why share? I'm sharing because others shared with me and helped me on my journey and may help someone else as well. I'm sharing because people want help connecting to the self but don't know where to start. Through my training and studies, I've done the heavy lifting that can help kickstart your journey to connecting to the self. I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Dealing with failure, a practical exercise. Have you noticed how people react to failure? Some people engage in negative self-talk. They hang on to anger, they hang on to the sadness, and in some cases get depressed. These feelings permeate their lives and serve no useful purpose. Then there are people that get knocked down, bounce right back up, and keep going. What is it that helps these people properly handle failure? These people realize that failure is just information. It's feedback. These people take time to learn from their failure. Failure is just information. Failure is something that happens in our lives. It can be a failed job, a failed relationship, really anything where you had an expectation of success but did not achieve it. No matter what the failure, it is not who you are. When we assign failure to ourself, we can mentally carry that with us for a very long time. Failure is an event on the roadmap of our life. It is not the road we walk on. You have a choice as to how you perceive failure. Either shift perspective and heal yourself, or you will just carry more and more failure as you go through life. I used to let failure overwhelm me, but I've learned some simple techniques to handle failure. One of the techniques is great if you have a pen and paper handy. The second technique is good if you don't. For those of you that have a pen and paper, let's do this. Create two columns on a piece of paper. Label the columns failure and lesson learned. List a failure in the left column, and then list all the lessons that you learned, things that you do differently. For example, a failed business. The failures could be not having enough customers, your expenses were too high, you were in a poor location, you had too many products offered, and you didn't leverage social media. So what would the lessons be from this? That you need to create an advertising and marketing plan, that you need a budget for advertising and marketing, and you need to do some market research. You should identify your core products and use social media to increase awareness. So that's one good example. Another one would be failed relationships. From the failure side of things, maybe you ignored warning signs. You didn't set healthy boundaries. You didn't listen to your partner. And maybe you didn't do your part to care and nurture the relationship. So what would those lessons be? That you identify what a healthy partner relationship looks like to you. Understand and establish healthy boundaries with people in your relationships. Be an active listener. Learn how to maintain a healthy relationship. Another good example for applying this practice is failed diets. What would the failure be there? You didn't plan your meals. You didn't prep your meals. You didn't count calories. You didn't plan time for regular exercise. Maybe you didn't stock up on healthy snacks. Maybe you didn't drink enough water each day. So what did you learn from that? Learn that you should probably create a weekly meal plan. Prep meals for your week, log all your food, plan and schedule time each day for exercise, stock up on healthy snacks, and drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water each day. Now that we've done the lists, let's do the next step. Fold your paper in half vertically so that you only see the right side of the page, the lessons learned. You have a list of valuable takeaways from this experience. You now have a game plan for the next time you try to start a business, have a relationship, or start a diet. For those of you that are mobile or just can't write at this time, here's another technique for doing the same kind of exercise. And even for those of you that did pen and paper, this is handy as well. If you start dwelling on failure, you can do the same thing as the paper exercise. However, this time, instead of writing it down, speak out loud. say one of the failures that you're currently fixating on. Then talk to yourself. Tell yourself out loud what you learned from that failure. There is a reason that I instruct you to speak to yourself out loud versus just thinking these thoughts silently to yourself. When we speak, we activate a different part of the brain versus when we're just thinking. This technique is often recommended for problem solving as it triggers different pathways in our brain, leading us to new thoughts and new insights. Talking out loud to yourself can help clear any mental writing block you might have too, if you're trying to do this paper exercise as well. So in conclusion, I just want you to know, failure is just information. We can choose not to assign it any other meaning. You haven't failed until you stop trying. So keep those lesson sheets handy. Remember the mental exercise of finding the lessons in each failure. Refer to them when you're finding yourself dwelling on failure. And refer to these when you undertake a new challenge. You might surprise yourself with the results. This has concluded today's topic. I hope you found something helpful you can take away and apply in your life. And just a reminder, these recordings are not intended to be life-changing masterclasses that instantly transform you. My goal is to regularly share these insights, because bit by bit, a bit becomes a bunch. Feel free to contact me if you have any comments or feedback at philip.hilgert@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.